And we're off again. The Republic of Ireland will play Canada at 1 p.m. Irish time today in the second game of the World Cup. This time their game is in Perth. Let's go there now and join our sports reporter Paul O'Flynn, where it is just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Paul, a few hours to go yet. What's the build-up like?
Yeah, well, it's a kind of a mixed bag of a day here in Perth weather-wise anyway. It's sort of that classic Irish sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers are quite heavy at times, so it's still making its mind up really what it's going to be like for the game this evening. There's plenty of pockets of Irish fans around the city, plenty of green jerseys on the go, and I think the main build-up really will begin later on when work finishes and the fans turn their attention to that big match. And the crack was already starting last night. The Irish bars were full and the fans getting into the spirit of things. And around the city this morning, you know, you can tell all the young Irish people here, they've come from far and wide, and as you can hear now, the excitement is building ahead of the game.
Well, we wanted to come to the West Coast, but we also wanted to support the women. Just it's great to see so much support for the women and women's sports in general, so yeah, that's why we came to see them play.
We went to the Sydney match last week and absolutely loved it. It was amazing and the support was amazing.
The atmosphere last week was incredible. Like we were saying, obviously there was more Australians just because we're so far away, but all you could hear was the Irish chants and the Irish support. It's great to see for the girls, to be fair. You can even see walking around the streets here, like there's so much Irish around. We've met so many Irish who've actually travelled over from home. We're lucky we only had the small flight, so yeah, it's brilliant to see.
The girls are incredible. They did so well the last day. Unfortunately we played great, but it just didn't go our way, so I think this tomorrow now we've got it. We're going to take Canada on.
I lived out here for about 8 years, moved back to Ireland, so I was like, look, we'll go to the World Cup, we'll get a bit of a visit to Australia, and then Ireland qualified, and we were like, well, ho, we're out for 5.5 weeks, so lads. So.
There's great characters on the team, and that's, you know, part of the reason why it's so easy to support them and get behind them as well. You can see the passion when they play for their country, and you just kind of, you can't help but get sucked along in with that.
And there's a sense of pride to have a women's Irish team over here and go, tell you what, we're going to come. I bought the tickets last year. So the tickets now are like gold dust. You cannot get them. The NIB holds 20,000 people and it's sold out. And I can guarantee you 18,000 of those people will be Irish. And everyone will be in green cheering on the girls. And I think that's massively. But I think that's what Irish people do in abundance.
It'll be brilliant, and I'd say the green will outsupport the red given the expat community and the visitors as well. Paul, let's talk about on the field. Is Louise Quinn going to be fit?
Yeah, well, that's the big question, really, on the lips of all the Irish fans here. She is the big doubt from an injury point of view. She's the defensive linchpin. She played so well against Australia. You know, she's such a leader of the team, a great presence at the back, and a great header of the ball, too. And she gives us a threat at both ends of the pitch. She puts her body on the line every time she plays, and that was evidenced by the black eye she's been sporting all this week. So I think, look, she's a tough cookie. If she can play at all, she will. She trained last night, and it all depends now really on how her foot reacts this morning. So, you know, it's fingers crossed for her, and we'll find out in just a few short hours' time when we get that team sheet in. If she doesn't make it, I'd expect Diane Caldwell to play. She's another vastly experienced defender, or perhaps Clara Reardon, who played so well in the recent friendly against Zambia. She may come in. But I think if I was to guess at this stage, I would say Louise Quinn will start if she's at all ready.
So is Vera Powell expected to go with the original starting 11 then?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question now. She plays her cards close to her chest, and why shouldn't she, as the Canadians would be hanging on her every word at the press conference and trying to find out. And the big question for her, yeah, is the stick or twist. She's not known as a gambler, Vera Powell, but the big question really, I suppose, is whether she gives a run to Abby Larkin from the start. She's the 18-year-old emerging star from Ireland and Dublin. She broke Gary Kelly's record, becoming the youngest Irish player ever to play in a World Cup in that game against Australia when she came in off the bench with a fearless performance, really. And sometimes World Cups can be a place for young stars to shine, so she may just come in. And look, as I speak to you here, I'm looking out over the Swan River, which snakes through Perth, and it's famous for the black swans here, which were once thought to be a mythical creature until they were first discovered by the settlers here. And I think maybe Abby Larkin could be our black swan tonight.
Now Canada will be the favourites, but that didn't help them against Nigeria. It was a scoreless draw there, and they'll be going all out to avoid a repeat of not scoring against Nigeria.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they come into this tournament with a great pedigree. They're the Olympic champions, and they didn't have the start they wanted, only managing that draw against Nigeria. And they'll certainly be seeking to make amends tonight. They welcome back their playmaker, Jesse Fleming, who will probably make a big difference for them from a creative point of view. And their star striker, Christine Sinclair, is the real danger woman. She's the all-time leading scorer in the women's game, 190 goals in 324 matches. So we'll have to keep her quiet. But they've struggled in front of goal recently. And Ireland will hope, you know, we're really good at frustrating teams, and we'll hope that that will be the case. And like group stages in World Cups, they often start slowly. You know, we saw it in the men's tournament last year. Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia in the first match, and they went on to win. And Canada themselves drew their first game at the Olympics and went on to win. You know, so they won't be panicking just yet. So we'll have to wait and see tonight. But we know what's on the line for Ireland. We need a win or a draw to keep our hopes alive. A win sets us up. A draw will keep us in the hunt until that final game. So it's fingers crossed we get the result we need to keep us in the hunt.
Oh, it sure is, Paul. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Paul O'Flynn live from Perth. And coverage of the match begins at midday on RTE2 television and the RTE player. Live commentary as well on 2FM and a live blog on the RTE website.